You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Habitat, sir.
One that's seen better days. Still, it's the first sign of life we've come across for a while. Go knock at the door. See if they can give us directions.
Sir.
What? All right. I'm coming. I said I'm coming. Be patient. Oh. What's your business that you're so... Oh! Get away! Keep away!
Please, do not be alarmed.
Have you come for me?
I wish only to know the way...
Get out!
It will only take a moment.
Get out! Get out! Get out!
V11.
Sir.
Wait in the wagon.
Understood.
I apologize if my Vok disturbed you for any reason. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Fine. Sorry, I overreacted. I just woken, you see. I'm not quite awake, that's all.
I see.
Do you have business with me?
I was just passing. I'm in need of directions.
Oh, well, very few pass by here.
We've come from Kaldor City.
All that way? Across the Western Forest, that's quite a journey.
I'm headed for the Sand Mountains. To prospect for Lucanol.
And I was a prospector of a sort myself once.
Oh? You've worked with the Bannon Rocker?
Larger scale. A sand miner.
Ah, great scooping things they are, sand miners. There's no art in that.
Oh, I knew a certain captain who'd take issue with you. Good luck to you. You want directions to the mountains?
I need to stock up with the supplies. I'm told there's a town hereabouts, on the edge of the plains. Settlement 26?
Well, that's right. Easy enough to find. Here, I'll show you. You want to carry on down the track. Bear left at the fork, then over that rise, you see?
I see. Yes.
That takes you onto the plains. Now keep straight, and after half an hour or so, you'll see the settlement ahead of you.
I'm grateful.
Oh, and take care crossing the plains. There are crevasses.
That's kind advice. I'll watch out for them.
Your only companion is that Vok.
That's right.
You wouldn't catch me travelling with a robot.
Well, thank you again. Good fortune to you, sir.
And you. No. I would not travel with a robot. Not for all the Lucanol on Kaldor.
Someone coming. Keep the herd moving. I'll speak with them.
Hi, Taina.
Morning, Taina.
Morning to you, Jabal Tyrus. What brings you all the way out here?
I want a word with you.
I can guess the subject. When we've come into the settlement recently, we've been made to feel most unwelcome.
I was going to suggest you move on. I mean, you're nomads. Moving on is what you do, isn't it?
This is good grazing land. Where go when the seasons change?
You've been upsetting people, Taina, with your talk of the Sons of Kaldor.
We've broken no law, nor have the Sons of Kaldor.
I've heard stories from Kaldor City that say different. Protests turning violent.
There are always hotheads.
And where will it stop? Who knows what the Sons of Caldor will be prepared to do to achieve this second republic they want so badly? And reinstate the founding families, do me a favour.
The Second Republic is a legitimate aspiration.
You'll give a name. Vandemoy. That goes back to the founding families, doesn't it?
Oh, you know your Caldoran heritage.
Side of life of a nomad, Tainer. Looking to improve your status?
I want nothing for myself. Only what's best for Caldor. Achieved through peaceful means. A return to the values Caldor was founded on could only be a good thing. Without corruption. Without greed.
Without robots. That's a Sons of Caldor thing, isn't it? They'd scrap all the robots?
Caldor has become lazy, indolent. Largely because citizens have robots to do the work they should be doing for themselves. They're a shiny, indulgent luxury that weakens us.
A shiny, indulgent luxury? D66! Come out here a minute! You think D66 looks all that shiny?
It's still a robot. A labour-avoiding tool. Unless you're going to tell me you're keeping it as a companion.
He wouldn't be no good for conversation, being a dumb. No speech circuits. But he was cheap. And these days, he's in the repair shop more often than he's working out in the fields.
Your point being?
This isn't Caldor City. In Settlement 26, we work, all right? We use robots for some jobs, but you won't find any flash supervox. We couldn't afford them. Mostly dumbs. A few second and third hand vox, and our robot repairman is kept busy keeping them in working order. Does that sound pampered?
I should rejoin my people and the herd.
Think about moving on, Tainer. It would be for the best. I'm the settlement headman. It's my job to keep things peaceful round here, and you're stirring things up.
I'll give it some thought.
Thank you.
But we're a proud people. We're not easily intimidated. And where would we go? There are wild ferelin in the forests here, they say. And the other way is only dry plains for... Ah, someone else is aboard. On the plains. You see the wagon?
I see it. D66, back in the truck. Do give it serious thought, Tainer. It would be good if you'd gone by morning.
Goodbye, Jabal Tyrus.
I hope so.
Oh, I wish Caldoran Harwood was easier to cut. Oh, it's maybe time for a breather, Chief Mover. Oh, hello. Smoke? No. It's none of your business, Pool. That's the way the prospector went. Well, surely others must have seen it. But what if they haven't? It's a long way out. Oh, damn. Oh, my word. Is anyone there? Hello? Can anyone hear? Oh, no. Oh, you poor man. You'll never make that Lucanol strike now, will you? What happened here? Oh. Ethan, what are you doing lying there, eh? My unwelcome visitor? Well, as I say, the only good robot is a deactivated robot.
Hello, sir. There's no need for alarm.
You said that before. What happened here?
I do not know.
Who killed the prospector? Did you do this?
I cannot harm a human.
I happen to know robots can.
One of my brother robots is killed. I know that.
What?
But that is not me. I am incapable of such a thing.
You know another robot that killed?
Of what happened here, I remember only a light. A bright light. That is all. I do not know its meaning.
Not the light of a laser zoom probe, by any chance? Yes, no, stay where you are. Don't come any closer.
Do you require assistance?
It was you, wasn't it? You did it. You killed him. Well, you're not killing me.
Please, take care.
Stay away! Stay away from me!
Sir, are you all right?
Oh, my leg.
You are fortunate you did not fall further. The crevice is deep. I believe I can reach you and pull you up from the ledge.
Keep your hands off me!
Yes, I can reach. I have you.
Oh, my leg.
You are in pain. However, I am programmed in the treatment of... You are unconscious. I shall take you for treatment.
Hey, Olsen.
Back so soon, Jable.
Want to help me with this?
Not you dumb again. It is you dumb again. You know, this year I reckon I've seen D66 more than I've seen my wife.
Very funny.
I'll fetch a trolley. Oh, flyer. That's a bit flash.
It's got the company logo on it.
Just what we need. Visitors from the company. Oh, yes. That pilot's a company type, all right. Very distinguished.
I'll have a word. You want to fetch that trolley?
Sure. As long as you come back and help load it.
Hello there.
Oh, hello.
I'm Jable Tyrus, headman of this settlement.
Lish Tooth. How do you do?
We don't get many visitors from the company. In fact, we don't get many visitors, full stop.
I'm not here on company business. I'm looking for a friend.
Perhaps I could help. Who's your friend?
His name's...
Hey, Jable! Can you come and help me wheel this robot of yours inside? If it's not too much trouble...
That's our town robot fixer. First class with robots, not so good with his people skills.
Please, I can see he needs you. I'll come with you, then we can finish our conversation.
Thank you.
Having robot trouble?
I have nothing but trouble with this particular robot.
Right, we'll put him over there, next to the other two.
Right.
These others? They're old models I've not seen in a while. Hardly worth fixing them, is it?
Why, in Settlement 26, robots tend to be old models.
And if they break, we fix them. We haven't got money to splash on new ones. This isn't Cowdall City. No offence.
None taken.
Damn. Where did I leave it?
What are you looking for?
My data pad. Log all my jobs on it. I'll never keep on top of my workload otherwise.
Is this it?
That's it. Thank you. Might take a few hours, this one, Jable. I'll run a diagnostic and I'll let you...
I'll tell you what. Why don't you give this piece of junk a total reboot?
Total? Back to factory settings?
Yeah.
That's drastic if it turns out it's just a problem with its positronic linkage again.
Do it. If there's some glitch in its programming, it'll flush it out.
You're the customer. I'll let you know when he's ready.
No rush. Now, ma'am.
Please. Tooth.
Tooth. Who's this friend you're looking for?
His name's Ander Poole.
Good luck.
Sorry?
Ignore him. Let's go outside. Poole's a friend of yours.
An old friend. Is there a problem?
No, no problem. It's just he has a reputation.
What kind of reputation?
Eccentric, aggressive, and a recluse. He lives alone in a habitat across the plains.
Aggressive?
Quick to anger. Nothing physical, mind, but loud.
Ah, right.
There's a rumour he was on Storm Mine 4. You know, the sandbiner they lost some years back, where they say the robots turned against the crew.
That's what they say. Can you give me the exact location of his habitat?
I'll enter it into the fly's navboard if you like.
That would be kind.
I'll take you there myself, but I've got a lot of work on.
It's quite all right. I'd rather see him alone. It'll be good to catch up on old times.
Oh, home. Good.
You should rest some more, sir.
But what are you doing here?
I applied a medical sleeve to your leg wound, and it has healed well.
Stay back! I'm taking this damn thing off my leg. Get out of my home, robot.
It might be wise to keep me here until you are fully recovered.
I said get out! I don't want a damn robot under my roof.
That's hardly polite, Poole, when he's done such a good job on you.
What? Toose?
Looking at the length of that scar, that was a nasty injury.
What are you doing here?
Visiting you. I wasn't expecting to find you being nursed by a Vok. What happened?
I fell in a crevasse. Here, I'm getting up.
V11, is he able to stand on that leg?
I ran a full recovery cycle. It should be sufficiently strong.
Oh.
How is it?
It stings a little, but it's passing. I'll grant you the robot did a good job.
Thank you.
It's your programming. If I was complimenting anyone, it was your programmer.
How did you come to fall in a crevasse?
I was running from that.
Why were you running from V11?
He believed I caused the death of my owner.
He said he knew another robot who had killed.
In the city. All know this.
All know what?
Had you not heard? In Kaldor City, it's become quite a cause célèbre. About a month ago, a medical robot killed some people, possibly with the best of motives. So, how did you two become acquainted?
I found the wagon V11 and his owner were travelling in. Burnt out. His owner dead. And this one says he doesn't know what happened. Says all he remembers is a bright light.
That is true.
Why disbelieve him? Especially when, rather than kill you, he fixed your leg wound.
I suppose.
V11, did you perform this procedure of your own volition?
I did.
You weren't instructed through a command network?
I am not connected to a command network. My owner had no other robots. I acted according to the circumstances.
Interesting. Such tragic circumstances, too. Poole, could you show me this wagon?
Why should you want to go there? Why should I, for that matter?
Where's the Ander Poole I used to know? The investigator? The Poole I worked with, faced with a murder. I presume this is a murder.
It seems so.
Would want to find out who did it and why.
I'm not an investigator anymore.
You've still got a brain, haven't you? And your professional skills?
Let the settlement investigate it.
From what I've seen, I doubt they have the capacity. If they can't deal with it, and you don't want to, I'll have to call in help from Kaldor City. Which is another reason I need you to show me where it happened.
All right, I'll take you. And I'll have a closer look if you insist.
There he is. There's my Poole. I've got a flyer outside. Come on. You too, V11.
As you say.
No. Not the robot.
Like it or not, V11 is the closest we've got to a witness. He comes.
Oh. I'd forgotten how stubborn you can be.
I'm glad to remind you.
Well, keep straight, and we should be there in minutes.
Will do.
Oh, this is a company flyer.
That's right. I'm still with the company.
But you're not here on their behalf?
I wanted to catch up with my old sand miner crewmate. You weren't that easy to track down.
That's how I like it. Although I am pleased to see you.
I still haven't been able to trace Yuvanov. I suspect he's another one who prefers not to be found.
The wagon is coming into sight now.
Where? Oh, yes. Easier to make out with robot vision.
Someone else is there already.
What?
There is a truck next to the remains of the wagon.
I see it now.
I wonder who.
Let's go see.
Well, hello again.
Hello to you, Citizen Tyrus.
Fancy meeting you here, Jabel.
I was on my way to my irrigation fields when I saw that wreck and came to have a look. It's bad business, this. There's a body in there.
We know.
I was here earlier.
You were? You should have come to the settlement and raised the alarm.
I had an accident. Picked up an injury.
A Vok took him home to recover.
What Vok?
V11, please come here.
At once.
Oh, this robot.
He was here when it happened.
I was travelling with the dead man. When I first arrived, the robot was on the ground, deactivated temporarily. Says he remembers some kind of light, nothing else.
Nothing at all?
Some process applied to him, presumably.
Or he suffered a glitch. It happens.
Yeah, quite some glitch.
More important is what happened to his owner. Why would someone attack him? Is he local?
He was passing through.
How do you know that?
I spoke with him earlier. He was a Lucanol prospector, heading for the mountains. He stopped by my habitat to ask the way to the settlement.
Did he say anything else?
Nothing pertinent. Not even his name.
His name was Endel Bohr.
Oh, you remember something now.
I remember everything until shortly after we first left your habitat, Investigator Poole.
Investigator Poole?
Ignore him.
No, I like it. Poole was once an investigator for the company. I thought it might be useful for him to cast an expert eye over what happened here. See what he can find.
What's to find? A body and piece of burnt wagon.
We may find nothing. Who knows? I do know we won't find anything if we don't look for it.
Shall we take a closer look?
As you please. But I warn you, it's not pretty.
Ugh.
Told you it wasn't pretty.
V11, what can you tell us about this Endel Bohr?
I know little of his history. He purchased me the day before we left Kaldor City.
I have a suggestion. I hesitate to say. But if the robot was attacked in some way, it may make sense. Have you heard of the Sons of Kaldor?
Heard of them, just about.
You can't live in Kaldor City these days without hearing the name.
Pro-Republic and anti-robot. Very anti-robot. And we have a bunch of them on our doorstep. Our local nomads. They've been evangelising about the Sons of Kaldor upsetting folk in a settlement. I was out here this morning to speak with them as it happens. I advised them to move along.
How did they react to that?
They refused. And get this. Just before I left, their leader, she saw this wagon, pointed it out to me. I didn't think much of it at the time. Just got in my truck and went about my business.
You think this one robot would have been motive enough to kill him?
They really don't like robots. Things may have got heated.
Heated is right. Whoosh.
Poor. That's in poor taste.
Oh, is it? I find it hard to tell these days.
There have been Sons of Kaldor protests in the city that turned violent. There are rumours they're prepared to use more organised violence to achieve their aims.
This could be proof of that.
It's not proof of anything. It's mere speculation.
Look, I don't want it to be the Nomads. I've always got on well with them. But now they've bought into this Sun's ideology and they were in the area. Have you got a better theory?
People murder for all sorts of reasons.
But who else would have the opportunity?
Well, these planes are vast. Plenty of room for anyone to do this and get away without being seen.
Apart from who did it and why, more immediately we need to have this unfortunate man's body recovered.
As Edmund, I'm also the settlement's coroner. If we go back there now, I can make the arrangements.
We'll follow later, after I've made a more thorough examination.
You're insisting on being investigator, Poole, are you? All right. You stay here and waste your time. See you soon.
Could be right. People are getting very nervous about the Sons of Kaldor.
Let's keep an open mind for now. What about you, robot?
Sir.
Nomads. Did you see any of them on your travels before the white light?
No. Or at least, if I did, the memory has been erased.
And so much for your witness. I'll start with a closer look at the body.
You took your time. It's been almost 2 hours.
It took as long as it needed.
You can arrange for the body to be collected now.
I'll do that. Did you find anything?
Yeah, the prospector was killed by a laser round. A high-intensity light pellet fired at close range.
He didn't die in the fire?
Oh, the fire was post-mortem. Probably an attempt to hide evidence. The body was badly charred, but an HI pellet leaves a distinctive wound, and I found it, in the lower abdomen.
Which means he must have been standing when he was killed.
So he was out of the wagon. It looks like he stopped his vehicle, got out to talk to his killer.
Or killers.
Or killers. He was murdered, and his body placed back in the driver's cab, which was set alight.
The nomads. Some of them carry laser pistols to protect their herds from predators on the plains. Ferulin and the like.
Yes, well, settlers out here carry them too.
Yes, but they weren't out on the... Well now, look who's here.
What? Oh, are those your nomads?
Some of them. A woman is their leader, Tana Vandermoy. I had no idea they were in town. If they're our killers, they've got some nerve.
Perhaps it's a sign of their innocence.
We'll see about that. Tana! I want a word with you!
This could be trouble.
I agree.
No one asked you. Come on.
J-Bell?
Where did you go after we spoke this morning?
What is this?
Answer the question.
We carried on, across the grasslands, to our camp.
You didn't intercept that wagon you saw and speak to the driver.
Are you going to tell me what this is about?
The driver was murdered.
Murdered? We don't know anything about that.
That's what you would say if you killed him.
Inconveniently, Jable, it's also what she would say if she's innocent.
Who are you two?
Interested parties. Investigating the circumstances.
I don't care to talk to people accompanied by a robot.
I apologise if my presence causes offence.
A man's dead. Answer their questions, Tana.
Yes, can you account for your movements after you spoke to Citizen Tyrus this morning?
I told you. We went to our camp. Harris Thane and I came into town about 3 hours ago to order provisions.
That took 3 hours?
We spent some time in prayer in the multi-faith Sekelum.
Are you carrying weapons? Laser pistols?
You know we don't bring our weapons into the settlement. Look, I refuse to be interrogated. I thought better of you than this, J-Bell Tyrus. A traveller is killed on the plains and you automatically suspect us?
So you know he was a traveller?
But what else would he be on the plains? We shall not remain to be further insulted. Come.
If they're guilty, that was a convincing act.
I've known Tana for years. I wouldn't like to think she's part of anything like this. Then again, I wouldn't have thought she'd have aligned herself with the Sons of Kaldor.
Being an adherent of the Sons doesn't make her or her people murderers. Shall we follow the evidence and see where it takes us?
Very well.
What the devil was that?
It came from down the street.
From Olsen's place, I think. His workshop.
Somebody come at once!
Come on!
What's wrong? Tell me!
It's Citizen Olsen.
Let me see.
You don't want to go in there.
I probably don't. Nonetheless.
Cool. I'm right with you.
And me.
And I.
Good grief. What a mess.
A human is over there.
Thank you. We have eyes.
That's Caden Olsen, our robot fixer.
Yes, he's quite dead. And look, same as our prospector. High-intensity laser round.
The same killer.
Very possibly.
He's not the only thing that was shot at.
What?
The robots. On the workbench.
Oh, yes. Well, there's several shots to their torsos. Skull casing shattered. There's scorching on the inside of the skull casings, too. Their circuitry's been melted, each one of them.
D66, that's my dumb. There's no way damage like that can be repaired. That's the last thing I need.
Yeah, well, it's difficult to have sympathy for your damaged property when a man is lying here murdered.
Smashed robots. What does that make you think of?
You're going to suggest the Sons of Kaldor? You're nomads again?
It's not an unreasonable suggestion. This certainly looks like the work of someone with a grudge against robots.
I don't like robots, but I don't go around shooting them to pieces and melting their positronic brains.
There have been incidents in the city where the Sons have raided robot workshops and caused damage.
It must be them.
But they've never killed anyone.
Until now, perhaps.
Hello?
What is it?
Olsen. He's got something clutched in his hand.
Citizen Olsen, is he...
You should remain outside. Please.
Got it. It's a piece of fabric. Curious stitching here, a very ornate design.
That's a nomad design. They have them on their tunics. Olsen must have ripped it from his killer.
That proves it.
The nomads. It was them.
Please keep this to yourself.
The nomads have killed Olsen.
Oh, that's just what we need.
I'd better get out there before they form a lynch mob.
Perfect.
Careless of the killer to leave the fabric behind, don't you think? Such a distinctive item. So incriminating.
You think it may have been planted? The thought also crossed my mind. But for now, it's evidence.
May I assist in some way here?
Do what you like. This place makes me... Oh, I'm leaving.
No.
Out of my way, Toose.
We need Poole the Investigator again. You've seen death before.
Death I can cope with. Death with robots around. I'm not so sure.
Sandminer was a long time ago. Please, for the victim's sake, for Caden Olsen.
All right. Perhaps a little longer.
Thank you.
On reflection, it may be best if we leave town now and rejoin the tribe.
Agreed, Taina.
Perhaps we should move on after all. Take the herd to new grazing land.
Here they are.
There's no need for this.
Taina, more behind us.
Please, there's no need for violence. We're leaving. You won't see us again.
Enough!
Oh, Jaybel, thank goodness.
This isn't how we do things here. There's due process. There's law.
Forget the law.
All right. Let me put it another way. If this lot are killed, it means we'll get a Caldor City adjudication squad sent out here. And you know what happens when a settlement's judged by an adjudication squad? Exactly. So let's calm down and do this right. Taina Vandermoy, as headman of this settlement, I'm detaining you and your friends here for the murder of Caden Olsen.
That's ridiculous.
If you like, think of it as protective custody. The alternative is I let this lot do what they like with it.
Very well.
And I'll need the gun.
What gun?
The laser pistol you used to kill Olsen. Do you have it on you? Or you got rid of it?
I told you. We don't carry weapons in the settlement.
All right. Play it that way if you like. Put them on market holding pens for now and search them.
What does the investigator make of what happened here?
Well, on the face of it, if it was the nomads, they came in, attacked the robots, and killed Olsen when he tried to stop them.
And if it wasn't the nomads?
Then we're struggling for an immediate motive. If someone wanted Olsen dead, why destroy the robots?
To implicate the nomads.
But what motive is there for killing him in the first place? Let's stop for a moment. A crime scene like this, it's best to take a breath, step back and look around. Look for anything out of the ordinary. Something that might tell a story. My old instructor called it the hands-in-pockets method.
Visual processing. I think V11 could help with that.
I'm perfectly capable of doing this on my own.
Oh, come on, Poole. You had a robot as your co-investigator once before. You know they can be useful.
I don't work with robots. Not anymore.
I have made an observation, if I may report.
Go on.
There are three laser cutters in the workshop. This one was used very recently and has been fully discharged.
Then that's likely what was used to scorch the robots inside. Now, that's an odd thing.
What is?
Well, the killer shoots up the robots, several shots to their bodies and heads. Now, that suggests an angry, even frenzied attack. You, give me that.
Sir.
But then the killer takes a laser cutter to their positronic circuitry. Now, why switch from a blaster to a precision instrument like a laser cutter?
To make sure they were irreparable?
Those shots to the head would have already done that. Some of the circuitry would have been salvageable, but these robots would never function again.
Jabel's dumb, D66, didn't have much life left in it anyway. I saw it when it was brought in.
You did?
Jabel dropped it off this morning.
What was wrong with it?
It had broken down. Olsen gave me the impression it happened on a regular basis. Jabel even referred to it as a piece of junk.
What about these other two?
No idea. They were lying there, ready to be worked on.
Well, it could be useful to know. I'm forming a theory.
Olsen's data pad would tell you what they were in for and what work he'd done on them. He said he logged all his work on it. It'll be here somewhere. That's odd. There's no sign of it. He was using it as I left.
Well, if it's not here, the killer took it. And if they did it, it was for a good reason. We need to find that data pad.
But it could be anywhere. It's hardly practical to search the entire settlement.
Well, we may have to do just that.
We'd need extra resources. If I call the company, I could have people here within a few hours.
All right. Make the call.
My wrist communicator is only short range. Where could I make a call to Kaldor City?
Well, there's a message station on the west side of town.
Take my communicator. I've got a spare in my flyer.
Not used one of these in a while.
I'll call you when I've spoken to the company. I won't be long. West, that's out and left, isn't it?
No, out and right. It's far enough without finishing up on the wrong side of town. On the wrong side of town.
Poole, what is it?
I need to check something before you make that call. We're not going to the message station. We're going to the settlement records office.
Why the records office?
I need to see the land registry.
Stay here, V11.
I shall remain.
Hello, Taina.
These conditions are disgraceful. This place is for animals.
I'm afraid we don't stretch the prison cells in this settlement. We've not found the need.
What have you done with my friends? Where are Harris and Thane?
They're safe. I wanted you on your own so we might have a word. In private.
A word? About what?
I want to make you an offer.
Go on.
I'm concerned about the outcome of your trial.
The outcome will be that we prove our innocence.
Oh, come on, it's me you're talking to. You're guilty and you'll be found guilty. It's what comes afterwards that worries me. I don't want you and your nomads to be seen as sons of Kaldor martyrs. That would bring further trouble to this settlement. Maybe even retribution from your activist friends.
So what's the alternative?
I'll let you go. You get yourselves far away and never return.
You'd let us get away?
Olsen's dead. Nothing can change that. I don't like this, but it's the best thing for this settlement in the long term.
It would look like we're running away. It would look like admitting our guilt.
You'd be free and alive.
No. We'll prove our innocence in court.
Taina, I can't guarantee you'll get to court. The citizens may not have the patience for it. That mob could easily have ignored me and killed you. They still may. Resentment and anger is growing. If enough of them want you dead, there won't be much I can do to stop it. Well?
I don't know. Maybe.
Jabel, I was told I'd find you here.
Toos, what do you want?
Poole has discovered something. He's asked if you could bring Taina to the workshop. He wants to speak with her.
What's this about?
He'll explain when we get there.
Taina, welcome back to the scene of the crime.
How many times? I didn't do it. I've never been here before.
She's very stubborn in her protestations of innocence.
My people and I are peaceful. I abhor any loss of life.
You're consistent, I'll give you that.
I brought you here because I want to give you the opportunity to tell us where Olsen's data pad is, rather than have us find it.
What are you talking about?
His data pad is missing. The only reason to take it would be that it has something incriminating on it. What have you done with it?
I didn't take it. I hope you find it. It may prove my innocence.
Oh, brave words. I tell you what, though. If you didn't kill Olsen, can you be sure it wasn't another of your people? Ha! Your silence is its own answer.
You want me to organise a search for this data pad?
No need.
No?
It's company design technology. I've actioned a trace request and I expect to hear back within the hour with its location.
Do you still not want to tell us where it is, Tena? Save some time.
I can't tell you what I don't know.
I'll put her back in detention, and I'll keep an eye on her until we hear.
Good idea.
Come on.
This data pad is the proof you need, Jess.
Hopefully.
I've got some citizens to speak to. People are getting a little hot-headed, and I need to calm them down. Could you let me know when you get word of this data pad's location?
You'll be the first to hear after me and Toos.
Thank you. Unlock. Voice ident. Jabel Tyrus. Delta 282. Right. Let's get rid of you once and for all.
Hello, Jabel Tyrus.
The devil are you doing here?
I have been instructed to prevent you from leaving. Or from damaging that data pad.
Oh, you have you?
Yes, he has, by me.
What? Toos? How did this get in there?
I slipped that communicator into your pocket at the workshop while your attention was on Taylor. She and I will be with you shortly, as will Poole. B-11, could you restrain Citizen Tyrus, please?
Certainly.
Let go of me! Let go!
Do not struggle. It will only cause discomfort.
I'm afraid I was lying when I said the data pad could be traced. But that communicator of mine is another matter. We've been tracking you ever since you left the settlement. Once you drove onto your farm, we dropped V-11 to have a closer look. He can move terribly fast when he needs to.
I'll take that data pad. Thank you.
When you offered to let us go, Tyrus, was that out of compassion because you knew we were innocent? Or because it would make us look guilty?
I wouldn't think it was compassion.
No. Not after you'd taken so much trouble to incriminate you.
How long have you suspected?
Oh, quite a while. I wasn't sure until I remembered you said that you discovered the wagon when you were on your way to your irrigation fields. I checked with the settlement land records. Your irrigation fields are in the northern sector. No route to get there takes you onto the plains. Now, let's see what's on the data pad. Oh well, here we are. Job 1831. Robot D66. Problem, total shutdown. Initial diagnostic assessment. Oh, and there's an audio file. Let's have a listen.
All right then, beginning diagnostic assessment. I'm familiar with this robot, which has had repeated problems with its positronic circuitry due to age, a poor maintenance history, and overuse as a manual labourer.
Typical.
Now, to begin, open up the skull section and inspect the primary circuit boards. Dumbs at this age, they're prone to... Ah! The robot just reactivated. Quite startling. And unusual. Suggestive of some temporary condition. So, not a circuitry failure. robot? D66, can you hear me? The robot is nodding. He understands. Robot, do you know what caused your condition? Here, write on my pad. Describe what caused your shutdown. Thank you. Oh. Oh my.
D66's written response is here, in another attachment. Oh my, indeed.
What does it say?
It says there was a bright light.
As happened with me.
Exactly as happened with you, V11.
Olsen made a note of what he did next. He called Jabel.
He said he needed to speak with me, urgently.
It's all here. With his experience, Olsen knew the significance of that light. He identified it as an effect robots experience across their synthetic visual cortex when they're in the field of an electromagnetic pulse.
EMP devices are strictly forbidden.
Yeah, with good reason. In a society so dependent upon technology, something that can shut down or even destroy anything electronic could have a devastating impact in the wrong hands.
I should have brought that damn robot back here and put him in a compost crusher.
Did Olsen threaten to report you, Jabel? Is that why you killed him?
He didn't threaten me. Caden Olsen never threatened anyone in his life. The fool was just giving me notice.
I'm sorry, Jabel, my hands are tied. The law's quite clear on this. I have to report any and all EMP incidents I come across.
You don't have to do any such thing. The law? Cawdor City law.
If I turned a blind eye to this, I could lose my licence. At least tell me what happened. I can tell them you told me the circumstances when you bought D66 in. They don't need to know I found out myself.
Oh, Olsen.
Please, old friend. They'll take D66 away, question him. The memory may still be in the circuitry. Don't let them find out that way. I presume it was an accident.
It was no accident. It was this.
An EMP gun? That's highly illegal.
Capable of producing a concentrated EMP burst. Particularly effective at close range, like when placed against a robot's skull.
No!
D66 won't be telling those investigators anything now.
Jabel, that was monstrous.
Your trouble is you become too attached to robots. They're machines. Tools. Nothing more.
They're more than machines.
What you need to do now is forget this conversation and recall that this dumb robot had trouble with its positronic circuitry and should be scrapped.
No.
Olsen, be sensible.
Oh, what are you going to do? Shoot that thing into my skull too? At that range, an EMP would kill me just as surely as D66.
It would. But that would be discovered by an autopsy. I'm sorry, Olsen. When you asked me to come and see you, I had a suspicion this was what you wanted to discuss. Hold this, would you?
What? A piece of cloth?
Part of a nomad tunic. I meant to leave it behind somewhere earlier, but when D66 was affected by the EMP, it quite slipped my mind.
I don't understand.
Why did you have to be such a stickler for the rules? I liked Olsen, but he put me in a position where I had no choice.
You monster. I presume you still have those weapons on you. V11, take them from him. If he resists, you may enforce compliance.
Understood.
All right. All right.
I have them.
You can release him now.
Thank you.
Having killed Olsen, you then attacked the robots to further incriminate the nomads, but also to remove any possibility of D66's circuitry retaining memory, using a laser cutter.
Some of those circuits use a zelenite alloy. The cutter was the only way to be sure.
And you did the same to all three to mask that your real target was D66.
Of course. What Olsen didn't know was that D66 had been disabled when you used the EMP gun on the planes, when you attacked Endel Bor and incapacitated V11.
First of all, his name wasn't Endel Bor. He used that name to get credit to buy himself a wagon and a robot. You can't get credit when you're a jailbird. His real name was Sarin Batista.
Jailbird? He'd been in prison.
We were partners once. Years ago in Caldor City. Ran a business selling plant machinery to the settlements. A failing business. I convinced Sarin to help me fleece a client with more cash than sense. Then I made sure everything incriminating was in his name. Which turned out to be a shrewd move, because it went wrong and we were arrested. They couldn't stick anything on me, though. I got away with enough money to start up a new life in this settlement.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I doubt he has the capability to feel shame.
So, your old partner wasn't coming out here to prospect for Lucanol. He came to find you. For revenge?
A friend in Caldor City told me he was coming. Sarin had been shooting his mouth off to anyone who'd listen about what he was going to do to me when he found me. Idiot.
And you met him on the plains?
After a fashion. I had D-66 stand in a wagon's path. When Sarin saw him, he stopped. Then he sent his Vok out to move him.
Robot, why are you standing there?
I fired the EMP to immobilise his wagon so he couldn't make a run for it. D-66 and V-11 were also caught in the EMP field. I came to Sarin, tried to reason with him.
10 years! 10 years of my life you stole from me!
But he couldn't be reasoned with.
God help anyone who ever calls you friend, Jabar Tyrus.
Why did you return to the wagon? That time we met you.
It had been a few hours and no one had reported it. So I thought I would happen to find it. I should have left it to you.
Ugh, we should get him back to the settlement and then to Caldor City.
No, I don't think so.
Oh!
A knife may not be as elegant as a laser pistol, but it will kill just the same. Keep back!
This is futile.
If I get to Caldor City, there are those who'll help me get off the planet. And we'll reach Caldor City with your flyer. Get in, company lady! Paul, you stay here and contact no one if you want to see her alive again. Take off!
No.
The 11!
This is not right.
The 11!
What was that?
I have no idea.
The robot!
I have come to help you, Toos.
Keep back, or I'll kill her!
Toos, please use the gravity parachute.
The 11. Thank you!
Now, Jabal Tyrus, we are alone.
I'm fine, thanks to V-11. Pool, V-11's got the EMP gun.
Don't fire that thing! You can't!
Can't I?
It would knock out all the flyer systems. You're a robot. You can't kill a human.
I am not killing you, sir. I am disrupting this machine. The consequences are out of my control.
It. V-11 actually did it.
Jabal Tyrus found justice after all.
Justice would have been a trial and judgment.
Do you still think robots are simply labor-saving machines, Tainer? V-11 sacrificed himself to save me.
I doubt a robot would have thought of it in those terms, or thought about it at all.
We'll have to disagree.
Thank you.
Huh? Ugh. Who is it?
It's me.
Oh. I thought maybe you'd gone back to Caldo City.
Without saying goodbye? As it happens, I am returning later today. And I'd like you to come with me.
Why?
I haven't been entirely honest with you. I didn't come here simply to catch up.
I thought not.
I wanted to see if you were well.
I'm well enough. I still prefer to avoid the company of robots.
You saw one save my life.
At the cost of someone else's. As glad as I am that you survived.
I also wanted to see if you still had your old skills. I see that you do. And I've got use for them. Will you come with me? I want to show you something. Something I need your help with.
Intriguing.
Is that a yes?
Oh, I always had trouble refusing you.
Thank you.
One question.
What's that?
Does it involve robots?
You have been listening to The Robots, Tooze and Pool, written by Andrew Smith. Lish Tooze was played by Pamela Salem. Ander Pool, David Collings. V11, Caden Olson, Ian Conningham. Jabel Tyrus, Satnam Bogle. Taina Vandermoy, Indra Ove. Other roles played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Music and sound design, Joe Kramer. Script editor John Dorney, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.
Hello, I'm David Richardson. I'm the producer of The Robots.
Hello, I'm Ken Bentley and I have directed The Robots.
We just go from the bottom of 24. Yeah. Get out of my home, robot.
Get out of my home, robot.
It might be wise to keep me here until you are fully recovered.
I said get out! I don't want a damn robot under my roof.
That's hardly polite, Pool, when he's done such a good job on you.
What? Tooze!
Looking at the length of that scar, that was a nasty injury.
What are you doing here?
Visiting you.
2.2, Tooze and Pool. This is the point at which our ongoing story shifts over to our other set of characters, to Tooze and Pool, and them reuniting years after the Sand Miner. We have Pamela and David back playing the characters they played in Robots of Death back in 1977. They've not played them since, actually, which is...
unusual in the world of Doctor Who.
Very unusual in the world of Doctor Who. I'm not quite sure why we haven't brought them back at Big Finish, actually, to play these roles. But I suppose we've had Pamela in playing Rachel Jensen in Countermeasures, and David has played other things for us.
It's been nice to get them back in.
I'm Andrew Smith, and I wrote the Robots episode, Tooze and Pool.
They really don't like robots. Things may have got heated.
Heated is right. Whoosh.
Pool? That's in poor taste.
Oh, is it? I find it hard to tell these days.
There have been Sons of Kaldor protests in the city that turned violent. There are rumours they're prepared to use more organised violence to achieve their aims.
This could be proof of that.
It's not proof of anything. It's mere speculation.
Well done, all.
It's great. I mean, this is my second time writing the robots of death. They are such a lovely thing to write for, a lovely concept, and to revisit the world created by Chris Boucher for that serial way back in the 70s that just about, or maybe everybody, loves so much.
I'll grant you, the robot did a good job.
Thank you.
It's your programming. If I was complimenting anyone, it was your programmer.
What I did with this, I don't usually do it, but I sent a couple of paragraphs or a page saying this is kind of what I plan to do with this. At the planning meeting for the series, I had the Pool story, and it was Pool kind of out on his own, isolated somewhere. That idea was always there, that he'd be a bit of a recluse on his own, recovering from his experiences. And I wasn't sure if it's something you're going to want me to do, because it is kind of a different setting and maybe a different kind of story. And it is kind of, I had in my head, it's kind of almost like an Old West kind of setup with a frontier town and whatnot. So I just kind of floated that to say, right, this is kind of what I got in mind. And it was like, yeah, go ahead. So I did. So I think it's probably going to be, and I've seen storylines and scripts for the others, and it is kind of a different flavour. But I think hopefully that's nice, and it mixes things up and gives a different kind of environment for the story. But it's nice for Pool as well, I think.
I'm Pamela Salem, and I play Lishtooth.
I'm David Collings, and I play Pool.
And over to you.
I remember everything until shortly after we left your habitat, Investigator Pool.
Investigator Pool?
Ignore him. No, I like it. Pool was once an investigator for the company. I thought it might be useful for him to cast an expert eye over what happened here.
I said yippee. Because I thought, great, I love this when they have life after their episodes. It's really fun.
But at least this time we didn't have to learn the lines. Had to be au fait with them, but we didn't actually have to learn them.
Yes, a lot of interesting things happen in this.
For a very short period of time, I called this story Reactivated, and it is Pool kind of going from being that recluse on his own, not really wanting people's company, through his experiences and through being pushed by Tuss, which I think is a nice element of this, he kind of rediscovers his old self, the investigator that he used to be. So Pool is reactivated, and at the end of the episode is kind of back into being that investigator, going with Tuss to help her with what she's looking into at the moment.
My name's Ian Cunningham, and I'm playing V11, Caden Olsen, and a nomad.
Who killed the prospector? Did you do this?
I cannot harm a human.
I happen to know robots can.
One of my brother robots is killed. I know that.
What?
But that is not me. I am incapable of such a thing.
You know another robot that killed?
I spent a lot of time waiting for the plot to twist. Because that's the great thing about when you read it for the first time yourself. You're going, where's this going? And obviously for me as well, the interesting thing playing V11 is trying to keep it neutral. It's very difficult not allowing any of the text or the narrative creep into the inflections in your voice. It's a real concentration lesson. Just going, no, don't have any emotion coming through. And also not being really like a robot as well. That's the other thing.
Why don't you give this piece of junk a total reboot?
Total? Back to factory settings?
Yeah.
That's drastic if it turns out it's just a problem with its positronic linkage again.
Do it. If there's some glitch in its programming, it'll flush it out.
You're the customer.
Because V11 was quite, obviously, well, he's very robotic. I just wanted Caden Olsen to have, he's, you know, works in manual labour and stuff, and he's quite droll and all of that. And I always kind of get sucked back to my native accent, like, you know, give it a bit more northern. He's kind of more conversational. He's got some witty little lines and stuff. So I just naturally do where I feel comfortable. And my comfortable, you know, area is that bit more Lancashire.
My name is Indra Ove, and I am playing Tania.
I've actioned a trace request, and I expect to hear back within the hour with its location.
Do you still not want to tell us where it is, Tana? Save some time.
I can't tell you what I don't know.
I'll put her back in detention, and I'll keep an eye on her until we hear.
Good idea.
She's a nomadic leader. She's a peaceful human being. She's anti-robots, or slightly afraid of robots, or doesn't quite trust them. And also she thinks they make us lazy, which she's probably right, actually. I feel slightly connected to her in a funny way. I like her kind of, her values, you know, the kind of anti-robot, the humans using oneself, being active, and her kind of values of peace and harmony. So I think she's a very kind of grounded human being. And so I kind of connect to her on that level.
Do you still think robots are simply labour-saving machines, Tana? B-11 sacrificed himself to save me.
I doubt a robot would have thought of it in those terms, or thought about it at all.
We'll have to disagree.
The appeal of doing this is to do Doctor Who. I think my entire life I've wanted to do Doctor Who. Having grown up with it in the 70s, it was one of my favourite programmes to watch as a kid. And then becoming an actress, it's something I've always wanted to do. And I've always been very, very close to doing it, and not quite. So when this came in, I was so thrilled and delighted to be involved in Doctor Who in some way that it was a no-brainer to come and do it.
My name is Satnam Bogle. I play Jabal Tyrus and Prospector.
Hello there.
Oh, hello.
I'm Jabal Tyrus, Edmund of this settlement.
Lish Tooth, how do you do?
We don't get many visitors from the company. In fact, we don't get many visitors, full stop.
I'm not here on company business. I'm looking for a friend.
Perhaps I could help. Who's your friend?
His name's...
Hey, Jabal!
He is a man with some power, if not the most power there at the moment in terms of status. And it's always good to sort of try and tap into that. So I liked, and I, you know, like playing this character because it's a massive journey that this character has. But it's really nice to see it from the beginning because it's a really, really rounded, rich character.
Do you have business with me?
I was just passing. I'm in need of directions.
Oh, well, very few pass by here.
We've come from Kaldor City.
All that way? Across the Western Forest, that's quite a journey.
I'm headed for the Sand Mountains to prospect for Lucanol.
Yes, I was a prospector of a sort myself once.
Another character I'll play, Prospector, kind of opens this particular title. I don't know what it was, but I just felt that I used an Indian accent, a partial Indian accent on this character. It read like that, it flowed quite well, and he had somewhat... There's a kind of, not nobleness, but there was a, in terms of social status, there was something that I could work with in terms of the massive difference between him and Jabal. So, yeah, I decided to put an Indian accent on that, and I think it's worked quite well.
Well, it definitely has a Blade Runner overtone. I mean, that's one of my favourite films ever. And I think the world sort of exists on sci-fi before Blade Runner and sci-fi after, and if it fits in after, it's usually affected. There's hardly a filmmaker who hasn't been affected by that for sci-fi, and I can see little traces of it, but I sort of see it now. You know, I can see the town in a mess, and you know, the things going on in the background, bits of music and things flying through the air. It's very effective, these episodes.
What was that?
I've no idea.
The robot.
I have come to help you, Toos.
Keep back, or I'll kill her.
Toos, please use the gravity parachute.
B-11. Thank you!
Now, Jabal Tyrus, we are alone.
I love the kind of unworldliness of them, I think is the word. And that's what's so fun to do. That's what's so fun to kind of play. You know, to go off into an adventure land and a place that's not kind of in our reality is a fun and intriguing thing to come and do.
There's a rumour he was on Stormmine 4. You know, the sandbiner they lost some years back, where they say the robots turned against the crew.
That's what they say. I looked at it again when you said we were doing this, just to remind myself of how young I was then. And I thought, I understand why it's one of the favourites, because it actually had a wonderful style of its own, really nice style. It was from looking at the robots and all the actors in it, and the story was quite subtle and interesting. And, I mean, it was just one of the good ones. And I thought, when I look at it, I'm going to go, ooh. And no, I really enjoyed it. I was watching it with a couple of people and said, you'll have to see this. And they all wanted to see all four. I had to remind myself of all the details, but then it came flooding back. But it does hold up well. Actually, of course, even more so now with robotics. When will the first human robots come on the scene? Pretty soon, I would think.
Everything came together beautifully. The script, the cast, the director, the design, the costume design, the makeup, everything just seemed to blend together so well to produce a serial that just it's just a delight for the senses, really. A great adventure. I was going to say a great mystery, but I mean, there are elements of it that kind of give away who the bad guy is. It's not easy to cover that up the way that it's done. But yeah, it's just doesn't get much better than that, really.
We had a lot of laughs, didn't we, with the director? Really, yes. We laughed, laughed a lot. Yeah. I love laughing. Tom always made us laugh. He was wonderful.
Was, and then you had to be serious for the producer.
For the take. Yes, right. It was really enjoyable going in and just... Laughter is the most wonderful medicine for anything. What would we do without it?
Just everything about it is just so classy for its time. You can't help but do that thing of think about what must it have been like to see this when it was going out?
Now, I have a memory of the electricians were striking.
They were,
and
yes,
they struck for too much overtime. Can you imagine? That doesn't sort of exist today. Too much overtime. They didn't want any more. And when they were striking, we were up in the gantry way up above, and we had to be brought down from the gantry with flashlights, climbing down in the dark. They wouldn't dare do that now, I don't think. But we were racing to get to the end of it before all the lights went out, and then we had to be helped down, which was a pity, because I would have liked to have, we all want to do yet another take, but it seems to work in the actual shot. But that was a memory. Never have I had to climb down a gantry before, especially by flashlight. So that was quite fun. We had a lot of fun on it. It was nice.
If they can't deal with it, and you don't want to, I'll have to call in help from Kaldor City. Which is another reason I need you to show me where it happened.
Oh, all right, I'll take you. And I'll have a closer look if you insist.
There he is. There's my pool.
We did a photo call at the recording. We had one of the original Vok costumes from the TV show, and Pamela and David and Gregory de Polnay, who will feature in the series later, were photographed side by side by it. It amazed me, actually, looking at the costume, how threatening it was. I found it quite scary.
Yeah, it was very tall,
yeah,
wasn't it? That was the thing that surprised me the most.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just been lovely to sit in there and see a pool. I was writing Pool, and this is great. I'm writing Pool to hear David do his first scenes and sounding just like he did. I think, Mike, yeah, we've got Pool back. It's lovely. And it's been wonderful, actually, to be the guy who writes the first story. And I just know people are going to have this in their ears, and they're going to be smiling listening to David being Pool.